Saturday, December 24th adds up to such a gorgeous code. The 15, the spiritual alchemist, 24 and 15 both reduced to 6. And this is the final day where we have a double 6 merged with December's 9 universal month number. These are all numbers of love. So today, this is a time to open your heart to the universe. Remember, you are the universe. And then it will become your lover. So give your heart, and the matrix will reflect and return with love. And that really is the message overall for the year, because we are also in a 6 universal year. And that amplifies this code even more. 2022 adds up to 6. So this is the final moment of 2022 where we truly intensify that code of the number 6. And it is remarkable. This is a wonderful abundance activation day. Feel abundant within yourself. Abundance and wealth are absolutely not just about money. They truly first are a feeling, a way of being. Love your intentions into reality. Take responsibility for what brings you pleasure and fulfillment. Nurture your gifts to the nth degree. Tune into your divine mission and make sure you're totally aligned with who you are serving and how. Guard against going into servitude. Instead, be of service. Passion, nurturing, and loving are your tools. And that includes listening closely to your intuition and enjoying the fruits of your creative imagination. You just feel super magnetic, and your presence makes a big difference. Now, Mercury is sextile to Neptune, so your imagination is very much enriched today. You feel truly inspired. And you may even feel this premonition of coming events, because Mercury sextile Neptune gives you that intuitive ability. So basically, you want to allow your mind to wander, to daydream, to explore other realms. You just feel really, really creative. Then on Sunday the 25th, which for some of us is Christmas, so Merry Christmas to all of you who celebrate, we have a very quiet day this year. 25 is a 7, and the whole date adds up to 16, which is also a 7. And 7 is the most quiet number where you really want to be spending some time by yourself. And you want to connect to nature, to meditate, to be just really in a deep level connecting to Creator, to Source, to the universe. And you want to do that by also maybe sleeping more and healing on a deep level. So this is just an incredible day to make room for precious time between you and spirit. It is a wonderful day to take a sabbatical, and you definitely want to do that. Now, the moon trines Mars today, so you have greater emotional focus, you have greater direction, you're more conscious of your intentions, you feel very instinctual with moon and Mars, you feel a sense of enthusiasm, passion, and fire. You do want to act on that. And if you feel a little bit impulsive, then just be very aware to take very deep breaths, as many as you need, so you don't overact. In general, it's a wonderful day to just feel free and independent. On the 26th of December, we have a 17 universal date. 26 and 17 both reduced to the number 8, so this is a number of courage and momentum and leadership. 17 is the immortality number, and 8 is the infinity number. So we have so much expansive energy, opportunities for growth, financial, personal, health-wise, all around you. And you just connect to the leadership energy and the confidence energy. So you trust that there is a divine plan. Now the moon is conjunct Saturn. Again, lots of possibilities to feel responsible, to take care of yourself, know that you are in control of how you feel about anything. And so this is, again, a good day to take some time off again and spend some time just focusing on something that really inspires you. On the 27th of December, we have the final of the 999 codes activated. 27 reduces to 9 and it adds up to 18, which is also a 9. So then December itself is a 9 universal month. So yeah, we have the final release day. This is the big day before the new year begins, and it just will allow you lots of ways to share your heart, to talk about things, to feel things. If you watch a movie that makes you cry or anything, read something, have a conversation, really this is a time for release and tremendous compassion. So allow yourself to let go of bygones, the past. Welcome the power of love in your life. And also know that As you talk about your feelings, don't jump into conclusions, because the royal nature of the number 9 being this final single digit, so the number 9 has a big head at the top that holds all the wisdom from the previous 8 numbers. So it has sort of a royal standing. And that 999 is really going to connect you to a well of wisdom and a wealth of awareness that can put you into service for everyone's highest good, right? Everyone's highest good is rewarded. So be sure to let go every time you're prompted so that you can empty your vessel and be open to a new inspiration. Now the moon sextiles the sun today. You're going to feel super happy, loving, affectionate, harmonious, balanced, content. You want to be intimate, you want to cuddle with your loved ones, you feel recognized at soul level, and your self-confidence is definitely heightened as well. And then we come to the 28th of December, which reduces to 1, and the universal date of 19, which reduces to 1 as well. Now, both of them first reduce to 10, which is the instant manifestation number, and then 1. So there's lots of energy in play today. We've got 28, which is the number of trust. We've got 19, the number of light and the sun and courage, the Prince of Heaven number. We have 10, the instant manifestation number of love, light, and the Wheel of Fortune number. And then we have the number 1 of new beginnings. So yeah, this is a fantastic day to achieve success, to move forward, to have self-discipline, to take on an original idea and risk everything and move forward with it and make tremendous progress. You just have some extra ambition and drive today. Whereas yesterday was more about release and getting some rest, today is totally forward momentum. Venus sextiles Neptune. Neptune is in its own sign of Pisces, and this is gorgeous for beauty, romance, love, creativity, artistry, daydreaming, imagination. So you can infuse the star code between the numerology and astrology and make something really beautiful happen in your life today. This is very sweet, tender, warm energy. And it also makes you super sensitive and obviously super intuitive. And then we have a very big day, the 29th of December, which adds up to 20. So 29 reduced to 11, opening the 11 portal, and 2, and 20 reduced to 2. This is a big day because Mercury stations retrograde in Capricorn, and it happens right before the year ends. So 29 opening the 11 portal into the number 20, that's saying, okay, harmony is the key. Harmony is the key. You want to walk through that 11 gateway. You want to activate your intuitive gifts. You want to practice channeling the light of the divine, of source, of the universe. You basically want to make this moment of now with the number 11 your only focus. So one is the number of new beginnings. So 11 is double new beginnings as you stand in that portal and absolutely relinquish the past and relinquish any attachment to the future, which can only be being, you know, worried about what might happen because the future hasn't happened. So no need to focus on it, right? So this is a day of initiation. And the initiation is coming through Mercury stationing retrograde in Capricorn. So this means your mind will be on inner dialogue that is focused on your divine destiny. Capricorn in astrology governs the 10th house of career, of what you're destined to do, to be of service of. So you want to slow down the pace. Now, remember that Mars is already retrograding. Mars, the energy planet, retrograded on October 30th and will be in retrograde until January 12th. Long time. Now that Mercury has stationed, is at a standstill and turning retrograde, we have two personal planets in retrograde at the same time, which is very unusual and means that personally, for the next couple weeks until January 12th, you're going to really want to go within. This is a true time of inner awakening. You want to slow down the pace. You want to use the 3-week period of Mercury retrograde in Capricorn to reflect and focus on being down to earth and how you can be of service in the most responsible way. And in the same way, you want to take full responsibility for what you say, how you say it, the words you choose to use, any and all communication with others. You know, Capricorn takes responsibility. Capricorn stands by what it is being. So you are being asked to really lead in a way that inspires you and does not negate or put down or judge or define anybody else. This is really the key. So it's like I said, it's an awakening time. It happens on a date. The retrograde starts on a date that isn't 29/11. So, you know, this is very powerful. It's a double two. We're in 2022. Two is all about listening, kindness, connection, love, compassion. It's very sweet energy, and it is all about balance and harmony. So if you feel internally a sense of disharmony in your heart, know that that is a message to you to not move forward with the word you're about to use or the idea you're about to share. There's going to be a moment to just pause and breathe and bring through what is truly of the light. So then we move to December 30th, and that day is the last double 3 day of the month. And 30 carries the gift of divine protection. Anytime you have the zero after a number, it carries divine protection. And the whole date adds up to 12, which also reduces to 3, just like 30 does. So we have a double 3 code of joy, of happiness, of creativity, of the divine triad. So when you engage in activities and people who uplift you, you generally feel that, hey, this is time well spent. I just feel supportive. I can laugh. I feel humor. I feel creative. I naturally break down resistance through that sense of joy. And so you want to nurture this creativity. Creativity is the key to joy. And that's what the number 3 represents. So no matter what area of life you feel that joy in, you have something special to express. Every day, many times a day, that is infused with joy. So spend time with friends if you can. If not, you know, you want to be around people who support you, who are very high vibrational. Otherwise, you may attract drama because the shadow side of 3 is to be in a state of drama. So it's best to stick with what uplifts you consistently and trust in your ability to create happiness and laughter at any time, to smile at the world. And that requires an inner smile. So the moon is sextile to Saturn today, and that means you do take your feelings very seriously. You feel responsible for your total well-being because it's Saturn. And remember that Mercury just stationed retrograde the day before in Saturn's sign of Capricorn. So now the moon is coming around and saying, yep, time to have more self-control, time to really listen within for prompts as to how to move forward. A sense of duty comes naturally to you, and emotional commitment is heightened, and your feelings are understood at a level that brings wonderful clarity as well. So then we come to the final day of 2022, which of course is extremely powerful. And this day in 2022, the 31st of December, adds up to 13. So just like the 21st had that reverse mirroring, if you write 31 on a piece of paper and then below it write the number 13, you can see the reverse mirroring of the numbers 1 and 3. Now, 31 is a genius number. 13 also is connected to genius. This is truly about the death of the old and the rebirth of the new. 13 is life, death, transformation, rebirth. And both numbers are genius numbers, which means you're connected to inspiration, to intuition, to innovation. As the innovator, as the person who is going out to discover new realms and be totally open to the divine inspiration, you are really excited to go on tangents and explore the unknown and leave the past behind, which is the perfect code for the final day of the year. So this is a wonderful day to explore what is hidden, what is not seen, and to be open to sudden shifts that then allow you to have insights you would have not imagined before. And those insights lead to decisions that allow you to then to really create a breakthrough, because 31 and 13 are breakthrough numbers. So this is about breaking new ground and at the same time embracing your own unique way of seeing the world and not feeling embarrassed about that, not feeling any shame about how you feel. And at the same time, no excuses, right? Not having any sense of guilt about how you perceive your life and decide to move forward in any given moment, that you own it, that you own it. Now, the moon is square to Pluto on this final day, and this is really fascinating because Pluto is the purging planet. Pluto is the letting go planet, and as you let go, Pluto gives you a lot of power. So you're discovering how to use your intuition in a much deeper way through the numerology and astrology code. The more conscious and self-aware you are of both light and dark, the greater your perception of energy and your ability to read people and situations clearly. You may feel heightened emotions. Remember, any moon transit doesn't last a long time, so it's just a few hours. However, it just so happens to be on the final day of the year and is helping you to let go. So just allow any tension you feel to wash over you. Let the feelings wash through you. And if you feel a reaction coming on, then focus on asking for clarity. I would refrain from asking for understanding because that can bring you deeper into drama. There's a difference between the two words. So it's best to focus on asking for clarity about whatever it is you need to know to then continue with your journey of internal awakening. So then you will experience a lot of deep discoveries by asking for clarity and being very open to receive it. And feel it, feeling it when it comes through. But you have to ask. So it's a very exciting way to end the year because remember, we are in the double retrograde of Mars and Mercury, and this is truly the initiation of inward awakening, trusting your inner voice, your one connection to love, light, source. So I wish you a beautiful New Year, New Year's Eve. Of course, I will see you in the new year in terms of the Premium Wealth Forecast. We are going to be diving into 2023. And please join me for the ultimate yearly forecast, which is happening on December 14th. It's going to be extra special this year. I'm adding some new components, and we're really going to be creating a deeper awareness of what this inner awakening is. Because when it comes to 2023, there's a lot of pivot energy in that year, which is again also symbolized by the number 5. 23 reduces to 5, and by the number 7. Those are pivot numbers. 2023 is a 7 universal year. So in the astrology, we have a lot of pivoting energy as well. So being in a place of inner harmony and open to awakening is going to be really the key to navigating that year, and we will place a very strong focus on that in the ultimate yearly forecast. You can, of course, always get the replay as well if you can't make it on the 14th, because we'll have an instant access replay for the whole year. So I look forward to hopefully seeing you on that wonderful live stream event. And meanwhile, I'm super excited to take you through 2023 with the Premium Wealth Forecast, with our music, with Merlin bringing his inspirations. And I'm so grateful for all of you for sharing this wonderful journey of the stars and numbers with me on a monthly basis. It's been really incredible, and I look forward to many, many more moments with you. So, wishing you a happy new year, and we will see each other in January.